Carpenter Rothman, Anthony Rothman, Matty Ice, and our friend Pete Futek, collegefootballnews.com, jumps on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Peter, good to have you.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
We're doing well, man. Undefeated Ohio State and still plenty to talk about. That's what we love. Let me ask you this.
Got it.
Let me ask you this about the committee. And I don't know this, and maybe you don't. So when they get into that room and they do all their discussions, do you know whether – I mean, is this something where each committee person types in their rankings and then they get a consensus, or do they go around the room and say, okay, we got to do 1, 2, and 3. Everybody give us your 1, 2, and 3. And you got to say it out loud, and you got to face the fire and the music and the arrows. Like, how do you anticipate that this works when they're in the room?
No, I've been through it.
Okay.
So I've been in Grapevine, Texas. I've gone through the whole process. Tony Barnhart and I actually, 5 years ago, we had to combine to play the role of Archie Manning. And we went through the entire simulation. So what you do, it's actually a really intricate process where you plug in your top 25, and then they all get tabulated at once, and they all spit out what the top 25 is. So what they have to do is meticulously go through each and every one of those 25 spots. So you come up with, okay, here's what we have for the number 25 team as a consensus. Does anybody have a problem with this? And then they argue it. So if you have a real problem with Oklahoma State being 25, you kind of argue the point here and there. So then you do the side-by-side Pepsi challenge, and you say, okay, Oklahoma State versus Air Force. Okay, we think about the debate. Okay, Oklahoma State's are 25, lock it in. And then they redo it. Then you have to re-plug in your top 24, and then you go on and on and on until you get to the number one. And at each step of the way, if you have a problem with what the consensus one is that goes up there, you can bring it up and argue it. But once it's locked in, that is the committee's thought, and there is no individuality after that. So they have to do this for each and every part. So if you're saying, why is team X over team Y? They have gone through all the metrics. They've got these iPads that can show each team's stats and everything about it. They've debated it out, and they have locked it in for that individual spot.
Okay, great explanation. Now, just quickly here, are you in the camp? I mean, these aren't TV executives. These are committee. Now, they may have human bias. They may have silenced bias of the schools they went to or associated with or part of the country they live in. I don't know. But they're not TV executives. Do you believe that they're trying, at the end of the day, if they're splitting hairs, they do want to set it up for what they anticipate would be the best national title game?
Yes, and without question.
Okay.
And that, there's no agenda there. And to remember, these guys and some of these girls think about this. They just want the best tournament possible. And so the idea of, well, there's an agenda for this, there's an agenda for that. With that said, I have the tinfoil hat conspiracy theory that a couple weeks ago they kind of put Ohio State number one just in case Alabama decided to get to that number four spot. And you didn't want to have to Jerry rigged the thing so it would be one LSU versus four Alabama. And then they kind of market corrected it and did the right thing. At least in terms of resume, I think Ohio State's better. But then there's a resume. LSU's back to number one. Okay, mm-hmm. Fine. But no, this group, we think of the College Football Playoff Committee as this big, giant conglomerate thing. It's just a bunch of, it's like four or five people who run the whole thing. And then you have the 13 committee members. And they honestly and earnestly just want the best tournament possible, because that's why they figure people are going to watch good games. They're not going to watch blowouts.
Pete Futek, College Football News, joining us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Pete, I want to ask you, if you were in that room yesterday voting before we had the show come on at noon, would you have voted LSU number one over Ohio State? And do you think the difference was that Ohio State in the first half struggled in the Big Ten?
No, without question. It's resume. To me, I am all about who you played. And I do not like the eye test. The whole idea of, well, I think this team is good. Look what happened with the eye test this year. Alabama looks great. They didn't beat a College Football Playoff top 25 team and got hammered in the rankings. Utah didn't beat a College Football Playoff top 25 team and just got the atomic wedgie applied to them by Oregon. So anytime you kind of think, oh, the eye test, this team looks great, it's kind of because sometimes they didn't play as many tough teams and a tougher schedule. Now, it's apples and oranges. I mean, Ohio State, again, I think Ohio State's the most complete team in the country. I think they're beating Clemson and getting to the national championship. But on resume, if you're the College Football Playoff Committee and you're telling everybody that Alabama's the number 12 team, that Georgia was last week the number 4 team, that Auburn is a top 12-ish caliber team. And LSU went bam, 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 right through all of them. That's just better than anything that Ohio State's done, so you got to put them number one.
All right, now let's get to the beef of it. If you, and I asked this on the show earlier today, if you had Dabo Swinney in an honest moment, you know, you got him hooked up to the car battery, here we go, Liam Neeson style taken, and and this is it. We're going to leave it the electricity on until the city goes out. And you ask him, who would he have rather had in the semi, LSU or Ohio State, what does he say?
Ohio State, because there is a vulnerability there that doesn't seem like LSU's got. I know LSU's defense has been a little suspect throughout, but that offense hasn't even been close to slowed. I do think that at the end of the – you saw, I mean, the first half against Wisconsin, I know it seemed like Ohio State just sort of needed a little while to wake up, but I think that the matchup overall is a little bit better. I do think that Clemson's got the guys who can do, but it's a dead even matchup. I don't think he's either way. He's going to have problems with either one, but I think right now you don't want to have to deal with this LSU thing until you absolutely have to, because even if Joe Burrow has just been, this has been a beyond unbelievable season. He's not just, he's bombing away. He's throwing down the field, and he's completing 80% of his passes. This isn't just some sort of tippy-tappy, you know, dink the ball, you know, 5 yards and let your guy go. He is chucking it, and they can run with power. And it seems like this defense decided, yeah, okay, enough. We've got all this NFL talent. We're going to show up now. So hopefully if you're Ohio State, you're like, okay, Oklahoma, you guys come up with the curveball on the right day and figure that one out. And, all right, let's see what we can do here.
Pete Futek, College Football News, joining us here on The Fan. Pete, I want to ask you about that Oklahoma team. Like, where are they in your eyes this year's team, comparing them to the Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield teams a couple years ago, over the last couple years? Like, are they on that same track, or do you think they're as good as those teams this year?
Better in a lot of ways. They have a defense, first of all. Remember last year's D was dead last in college football in third down stops. They could not do anything. This year, they're not just holding serve. They're number one in the Big 12 in total defense. They're taking the ball away in bunches. They're coming up with the timely big plays. Alex Grinch, their new defensive coordinator, has made all the difference there. Now, it's all relative. It's not like being number one in the Big 12 in total D is like being number one in the Big 10.
Right.
But still, for what they do, it's good enough. And they still have the offensive explosion. And the thing that's kind of scary about Oklahoma is, they're banged up. I mean, that's the one thing that kind of gets forgotten about when it comes to trying to figure out the college football playoff is there's a huge layoff. So these guys get a month to kind of get a little bit healthier. I think Jalen Hurts needs to recharge. Jalen Hurts got the junk kicked out of him all year long. He took a beating. CeeDee Lamb wasn't quite right. You have a whole slew of other parts of this puzzle. I mean, certainly it's the same case for everybody, but Oklahoma more than anybody, I think, could kind of use the recharge. And look, Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray were great. In a lot of ways, Jalen Hurts had a better year than their Heisman years. And he's just a different kind of guy. Not to say that those other two aren't leaders. And certainly, obviously, they're great. They're number one overall draft picks, and they're in the league. But Hurts is a different sort of guy. He might be just that little tweak that program needed to go from being college football playoff good to national championship game good. I don't think they're winning two games in this tournament. But you know what? Hurts is just good enough. This offense is good enough. But yeah, on the right day, they could give LSU some problems.
Pete Futek with us, collegefootballnews.com, which is just the ultimate site for everything you need. All right, I know we're 3 weeks away. Do you want to get locked into a prediction right now? Because we'll ask
Let's
you.
Go, why
All right,
not?
What
Let's
do you got?
Go.
Who's
Let's
in your title game and who's your winner?
As a third grade teacher would say, don't waver from your first answer. I'm sticking with it for right now. Ohio State versus LSU. I still think Ohio State does this. That is a team that what I like about more than anything else, and I know it's been overblown, I'm sure you guys have overdone this, is the whole locked in factor. I liked on social media as soon as Wisconsin got up, oh no, it's Purdue again. It's like, no, it's not.
No.
You know, oh, it's the Iowa game. No, it's not. You know, Wisconsin's good. Wisconsin had a very good first half, and they're going to do that to teams once in a while. And Ohio State then showed that it was better. You know, that explosion, that NFL talent. I mean, the 11 NFL guys on that defense. Chase Young was a non-factor, and everyone else showed up big in the second half. You know, that Justin Fields still, I believe, has, what, one interception on the year? You know, J.K. Dobbins, you know, Jonathan Taylor is the best running back in the country, and J.K. Dobbins was better in both games against the Badgers. It's just, this team is absolutely loaded. I like what LSU is doing. I know this is crazy. There's just this thought in my mind that at some point Joe Burrow is going to be Joe Burrow again. Like, he's Joe Burrow. Like, I'm not there. He's not Trevor Lawrence. He's not Justin Fields in terms of just overall. I know he's been amazing. He might be the number one overall draft pick. He's going to win the Heisman and the biggest runaway ever. I just kind of think that at some point, especially with 3 weeks or more off to prepare, one of these defensive coordinators are going to figure some little wrinkle out, and all of a sudden this machine kind of slows down a little bit.
You mean the team that might know him the best? That team?
Yeah,
I understand what you're saying.
Kind of, maybe. Exactly.
All right.
I just think that's going to happen at some point.
That's the Disney movie we all deserve to see, and we demand it. Pete, great job, bud. Enjoy the rest of the month. I'm sure we'll have you back soon.
Anytime, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks. Pete Kutek, collegefootballnews.com.